A tiny thing, even for her age. She ignored him, settled at a small work table, and turned up the wick on a small oil lantern. The stunner, for me, was seeing her set about the same sort of work that I did almost every day. Astounded, I watched as her little hand slowly, laboriously, recorded words in a language I didn't recognize and which I discovered she did not read. For as soon as I saw what she was doing, I darted around through time looking for an explanation. The writing got started a week ago. It was the middle of the night. Narayan had stayed up late, praying, calming his soul, trying to reach the state the daughter of night achieved when she touched the goddess. He'd tried 100 times. He failed this time as well. Failure no longer ached inside him. He was resigned. He just wished he could be allowed to understand. Hardly had he fallen into his dark dreams before the daughter of night was tugging at his shoulder. "Wake up, Narayan! Wake up!" He cracked an eyelid. The child was more animated than he'd seen since before she learned that she was to be the instrument of Kina, the hands of the goddess in this world. He groaned. He wanted to swat her, wanted to tell her to go back to her pallet, but he remained wholly dedicated to his goddess, prepared to execute her will. The will of the daughter had to be considered an extension of the will of the mother, however difficult that might make life.
"Yes. What is it?"
He rubbed his face and groaned.
"I need writing materials. Pens. Ink. Brushes. Inkstones. Pen knives. Whatever is involved. And a big bound book of blank pages. Quickly."
"But you can't read or write. You're too little."
"My mother will guide my hand. But I must begin my task quickly. She fears we may not have much time left here in safety."
"What are you going to do?"
Narayan asked, wide awake now and completely baffled.
"She wants me to make copies of the books of the dead."
"Make copies? They've been lost for thousands of years. Even the priests of Kina doubt that they exist anymore. If they ever did."
"They exist. In another place.
I have seen them. They will exist again. She will tell me what to write down."
Narayan considered the notion for a while.
"Why? The books must be brought back into this world to help us bring on the Year of the Skulls. The first book is the most important. I don't know its title. But by the time I finish writing it down, I will be able to read it and to use it to bring forth the other books. I will be able to use those to open the way for my mother."
Narayan gulped air. He was illiterate. Most Taglians were. Like many who were illiterate, he was possessed of a vast awe of those who did read and write. He'd seen great sorceries since associating himself with Long Shadow, yet considered literacy the greatest witchery of all.
"She is the mother of all night," he murmured. "There is none greater. I want those materials, Narayan."
That was no 4-year-old talking.
"I will find them."
Back in the hours after their escape from Lady Soldiers, while fighting persisted only a short distance away, the child wrote slowly, and Narayan paced and shivered. Finally, she looked up, considered him with those